Good preaching. I didn't help him at all with that outline. I think Ella might have helped him a little bit, but put it together. But he's did that pretty much on his own, so thank God for it. And pray that God keeps speaking to him whenever he reads Bible stories. We do devotions every night as a family, and I pray now more than ever that everyone's doing that. You're doing family devotions. Even if it's just a husband and wife, do devotions together every evening. And so we do that as a family. And Elijah will read a verse, and he'll give us what God lays on his heart for that verse. And it's always real interesting. And sometimes I get a pen and paper and write it down because it's something I might try to steal. So God gives him some good thoughts. All right, take your Bibles with me tonight and turn to the book of Proverbs. I had sent out a text message earlier to the church asking you to read Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10 through 31. I know last time we met here at the church was on a Wednesday night, and I had been teaching on the home, and I asked everyone and gave them a homework assignment to read the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31, verse 10 through 31, and so that's what we're going to be dealing with for a few minutes tonight. I do want to say this first of all, that this is Wednesday evening. I know it's probably not exactly the same calendar setup as what it was back when Jesus died on the cross for us, but Wednesday evening was when He gave up the ghost. Wednesday night, the Bible tells us. And so this evening, as we're having church this Wednesday night, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we meet, we celebrate His resurrection. Every time we open our Bibles and we read our Bible, we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this time of year is the time that's set aside, and the world recognizes that Easter, but we realize it's the resurrection of Christ. And so Wednesday evening, it's at about the sixth hour. And so about an hour ago or so, according to our time, was when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost and died for you and I on the cross of Calvary. And I'm so very thankful that He did that for us. And the Bible says that He was in the ground 3 days and those nights, and He came up on Saturday evening going into Sunday morning. And so we're thankful that He rose from the grave. We're going to celebrate that this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. But Jesus Christ, I hate to bust the bubble of those, but it was not Good Friday. It's Good Wednesday. Amen. He died on Wednesday evening going into Thursday, and He rose again on Saturday night going into Sunday. And we're thankful for what He did for us while He was in the grave. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He got the keys of death and hell. We're thankful for that tonight. So, all right. Well, Proverbs chapter number 31. I'm going to read verse number 10 down through verse number 31 and give you just a few thoughts tonight. We won't be too long. And we're continuing our study on home builders and looking at God's pattern for the wives. We dealt with the husbands for quite a while. And now we're going to be dealing with the wives for a little while. And we're dealing with, first of all, that the wife should submit to her husband. Everybody has a place in the home. Everybody has their order in the home. And it'll do us all good to find our place, to find our order in the home, and stick in that lane. God did not design the wife to have to do some of the things that she does out of necessity because the husband won't do them. And she's, a lot of times in a lot of homes, she's out of order, but she has to be out of order because the husband won't do his part. Well, we dealt with the husband for quite a while, so we're dealing with this woman here now in the divine pattern for wives. So Proverbs chapter 31, in verse number 10, we're going to read down through verse number 31. The Bible says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringeth forth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands whole to the distaff. That's a tool used in spinning. That's the stick that they use to spin the thing on to go to the spindle. Verse number 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. I'm going to pause there for a second. It reminds me of my wife when we were up in Nova Scotia, Canada. And they were not supposed to get any snow, and we got snowed in. And Sarah went out there and shoveled snow all the way up the driveway so that we could get up, the Hitches and all, us could get up the driveway. So she's not afraid of the snow. I know my wife's not. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Listen to this. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. And so this is a very good passage for all ladies to look at and to consider. And I believe young ladies that are not married yet and maybe being raised up in the home, they need to memorize these passages. Because there's a lot of great instruction and a lot of guidance to show what a young lady that pleases the Lord looks like. And so the Bible implies that such a woman that is prudent and takes care of her home and she watches after the needs of her home and she cares for the needs of her husband and her children, cares for other people, that woman is a rare thing. Is a rare thing. There, verse number 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? That implies that she's not easily come by. You can't find women like this very often. This woman is of a great rare price. And I would think that all Christian ladies, those that claim to be a Christian and they're saved and have a desire to have a home that pleases God, I would think that they would have a desire to be like this woman. I would think they would have a desire to want to please the Lord. And so if there's things in their life and there's things in their marriage that do not reflect the woman that we find here in Proverbs 31, then she needs to consider her ways and pray and ask God to help her to be more like this woman. I've heard people say before, I wish my wife was more like Sister So-and-so. And might compare it to another woman. And I'm going to tell you today that there is no perfect people. There's no perfect husband, there's no perfect wife. Jesus Christ was the only perfect man, and they crucified Him on the cross, amen? They didn't take Him very long. But there's no perfect, but man, what an honor for someone to say, you'd like them to be like that person. But I'm telling you, who you need to compare to is this Bible. Who you need to line up with is this Bible. For husbands are our mark, the Bible gives us, that we have to look up to. Our example is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a very tall order. That's a very high thing for us to have to look up to try to achieve. And the ladies, your illustration is the church. There's a lot about the church and about Christ. But there's great detail given in Proverbs 31 about the lady that God blesses. The lady that God is pleased with. And so this woman obtains favor of the Lord. She, if a man has a wife that falls in line with these things, or some of these things, he needs to be thankful. because there's a lot of women today that do not care anything about submitting to their husband or caring for their home. They don't care anything about that. And so if you have that, you need to be very thankful. If you don't, or you don't feel like you do, you need to pray about it. And pray and ask God to help. And the wife, again, I say this all the time, that the husband says if the wife would do what she ought to do, I would do what I was supposed to. And she says if he does what he's supposed to, then I'll do what I'm supposed to. But that's not how this works. You do what you're supposed to do as a husband or as a wife or as children. We haven't made it to the children yet, but they're coming. And so you do what you're supposed to do. God will bless you and will take care of the other. You must do right. Always do right, no matter what. Do right. So who can find a virtuous woman? This godly, good example of a woman. You say, well, it's hard to find a woman like that. Well, you know what? It's also just as hard to find a good, godly man these days. One that'll lead his home with a touch of God on him, not just that of fleshly ignorance, but will lead with wisdom from God and lead his home biblically and spiritually. Those are hard to find as well. All right, so this Proverbs 31 woman. I believe that this is a passage, like I said earlier, that every lady needs to look at often and pray about things she can do in her life to help her. I want to just go through a few things, some attributes of a godly, virtuous wife. Again, we're talking about submitting to her husband, knowing her place in the home. Everybody has an order. Everybody has a place. And so we're gonna look at some attributes out of this chapter on a godly woman that God chooses to bless because of her being a godly woman, because of her honoring the Lord. Again, husbands, you will never go wrong leading your home to please the Lord because you're going to do what's right. In a lady, a woman, you're going to do what's right if you're doing everything you can to please the Lord. Because we have instruction from His Word on what pleases Him. And so if you follow His Word and you obey His Word and please Him, then you'll do the right thing. All right, let's look at a few attributes of this godly woman as found here in the chapter. I'm not going to go back and read all the different verses, but it's all these principles are found in this portion of Scripture. First of all, I'd like to say that this godly, virtuous wife, this one that's rare, like the rubies here, her price is far above rubies. She is ambitious. She is ambitious. And ladies, as we go through here, I want you to ask God to examine your heart and look at some of these things as we go through here and point some of these things out. This godly woman is ambitious. If she faces something that needs to be done, she does it. She's going to get it done. I can't tell you how many homes I've been in and how many husbands I've counseled with and couples I've counseled with that you go in and talk to them and the house is an absolute disaster. She doesn't work. And again, if a lady has to work and go out, then the husband, you need to try to help out the best you can. But lady, that house is still your responsibility. That's still what God's given you. But these are some examples of houses you go into and they don't work. They don't have a job. I say don't work. If you're raising children and you're keeping a house, you got a full-time job. You do, and I understand that. But that is exactly what your duty is. And so if you're not taking care of that part of it and you're not ambitious to get something done, and it drives me crazy, and I know my wife's sitting here and I do not want to embarrass her. I have a great wife. And I'm not just saying that because she's sitting here. I do. But it drives me nuts sometimes because she will not sit still. She won't just sit down and just sit down for a few minutes because there's always something to do. And she reminds me of this ambitious woman that's always up doing something. And so, you know, that's aggravating to me at times because she just won't sit down for a few minutes. But at the same time, I'm thankful that I live in a very clean house and clean environment. And she cares about that. You know why she cares about that? She cares about it because that's what God wants her to do. That's what God's given her to do, and she has the heart to do it. And again, I don't want to embarrass her. I know she's sitting here tonight, but I'm thankful for it. I know many other ladies that are the same way, and thank God for them. Thank God for them that take some responsibility in what God's given them to do. And so she's ambitious. If she faces something that needs to be done, she does it. Her desire and her plan is to take care of the family. She wants to be a successful wife. She wants him to be pleased with her and with the house and with the children and with the things that she does. She does those things to try to please him and to try to please the Lord. She's striving to do those things. She's an ambitious woman. She's not lazy. This woman here in Proverbs chapter 31 is not a lazy woman. She's not a lazy woman at all. I'm going to cover a few points of that as we go through here. But she's one that's working. She's getting up before the sun comes up. She's going to bed late into the night and said the candle does not even go out at night. Why? She's busy, busy, busy taking care of her home and her family. And not only is she doing that, but she's doing it willingly. She's excited to be able to do that. To be able to serve, to be able to please the Lord. And she is not lazy at all. This woman here in Proverbs chapter 31 is not lazy. Lazy is an awful, 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 awful thing. And I believe everybody, except for a few folks I know, have a little touch of it. Amen? I know I do. I got a touch of it from time to time. And it's not a good thing. The Bible talks a lot about laziness. My daughter Emma, whenever she gets tired, she says, "Daddy, I'm lazy. I need to go lay down." That's how she describes being tired. And today she was there on the couch with me and I was doing some work and looking over some stuff. And she laid her head on my shoulder and said, "Daddy, I'm getting lazy." And what she meant was, "I'm about to go lay down." She's getting tired. And I know what she meant. But you know, there's a lot of Christians that are lazy. And there's a lot of ladies and women that are lazy. And they do not care for their home. They do not take care of the things of their home. They do not take care of those things that God gave them responsibility for. You can see the laziness in some ladies, some women, just by looking at their children. You can see it just by looking at the children. You can see it by looking at the husband sometimes. And I've heard people say before, "Well, he can iron his own clothes." I'm telling you right now that however he looks coming to church, and if I'm mismatched sometimes, I get out the door before my wife knows it. But if you come in looking like a cornflake, that reflects on your wife. And I've heard wives say before, I've heard them say this, "Well, he can iron his own shirt." That is a direct reflection on you in the home. It is. And so, I know some people might not like that, but oh well. If your children come in and they look like they're just an absolute mess and a wreck, that reflects back on her. You say, "Well, it shouldn't." It don't matter. It does. And there's some people that you would never invite anybody to your home. And the reason why you wouldn't is because you don't want nobody coming there and see it. And it ought not to be that way. Amen. I'll have to amen myself. My amen corner over here stopped amening on me. And so, she's not lazy. She takes care of her home. She cares about the way that her children look. She cares about the way that her husband looks. I can't tell you how many times I've been walking out the door and Sister Sarah said, "You're not going like that." And I said, "It's fine." And she goes, "No, people will think something about me." Why? She cares. Amen. You say, "Well, she just doesn't want people talking about it." No, she wants her husband, who represents her, to look like he's presentable. Amen. It's hard to dress up ugly, but she tries. And so, she's not lazy. She's a willing worker. She's willing to use her hands to bless her family. And that means working. It means cooking, preparing meals, mending clothes. I know many people don't do that anymore, but doing whatever you can to help take care of your family. Whatever needs to be done, she's willing to do it for her family. And willing to do it with the right attitude. And I'm telling you what, folks, it's not always easy to do. Because sometimes, husbands, we're not very lovable. And sometimes, we don't have the best attitude, and she's not going to be all hum-ho and glory falling down just to try to do something for you. And husbands, we need to work on that, but I'm not talking to the husbands, I'm talking to the wives. The wives, you need to do it anyway, with the right spirit and the right attitude. Be willing to work. In this passage, we find here that this woman here, this virtuous woman, she rises before dawn to take care of her household. Sometimes I hear people say, there's just not enough time in the day. Well, you can make time in the day. I know some people have plenty of time right now. Some others have to go back to work, and I understand that. But this woman here rises before dawn to take care of her household's needs, and she often works into the night. We see that there in the passage of Scripture. She's got the candle there going out. It says there in verse number 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She works into the night. She gets up early. She does whatever it takes. She's willing to do whatever it takes. She's not lazy. Not only do we have that about this wife here, we'll just give you a few more. She's kind. She's a kind woman. And I tell you what, it's rare today, and I believe we have some jewels in our church. I really do. I believe that. I believe we have some very good women in our church, some ladies. We got some good men, but there's some good women behind them that care about their home and their husbands. And we got some good examples in our church. And I'm very thankful for it. But this woman's kind. You know, today in society, it's hard to find a kind woman. It's hard to find a kind woman that cares about others. It's hard to find a kind woman that cares about more than herself. We live in a very selfish time. And we've got selfish mothers and selfish wives who care about themselves and being on that stinking phone and don't care as much about their family or people around them. And man, I tell you what, no matter where you go today, you get attitude. People just have an attitude. That goes for everybody, but especially women today that feel like they're empowered and that they ought to have some special place or something. And you can't even open a door for a lady now without her getting offended that you opened the door for her. These are the type of women we have today. This woman here in Proverbs chapter 31, she's kind. She's taking care of people. She's got a kind heart. She's that one that the husband says, hey, why are we helping those people again? Amen? And she goes, because they need help. Because they need help. Brother Danny Farley, some folks might know him, pastors down there at Shady Acres Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. He was preaching the other day and told about his wife. He said his wife goes down to some restaurant and there's an older man or somebody that busses tables, and she goes down there and checks on that guy and makes sure he has groceries. And if his rent needs to be paid, she'll go run down and pay his rent. Her heart just went out to this man. He shows up to work every day. He's trying to take care of himself, but doesn't make a lot. And she has just made it a point herself to go take care of that man. I mean, just being kind. Being kind to somebody. And I encourage the ladies of our church to... I know we don't have a lot of kids, but we've got young mothers. We've got some young mothers in our church that struggle sometimes. And you need to take them by the hand and pray for them. And be kind. Find out if they need anything and try to teach them something. Spend some time with them and young mothers in our church and my family's most of them. But you need to listen to them. You need to take their advice. You need to go to Sister Heights or go to some of these other ladies and say, hey, can you teach me how to cook a few things? Can you give me some tips? And I know she would love to do that. Amen. I volunteered Emma to go make cookies with her, and she took Emma and showed Emma how to make cookies. Maybe she'll do that again. Praise the Lord, those were good. Some of you young ladies, I know she can sew and things, and my mom can sew, and my grandmother's in town right now, she can sew. And man, just try to get with some of these ladies, and I know they'll help you and be kind. And these ladies here in Proverbs chapter 31, she's a kind woman. Not only that, but she's very wise. She's a wise woman. You don't find the woman here in Proverbs chapter 31 being silly. The Bible talks about silly women laden with sin. You don't find the woman here in Proverbs chapter 31 being silly or being goofy. You don't find her being that. She's wise. She's very wise. You go down through there and look at all the things that she does. She's sowing, she's selling, she's buying land. She's doing all these things. You say, what in the world is that woman doing buying land? That's not her place. And what is her husband? Hey, it says that this woman, her husband's heart safely trusts her. I mean, she was such a woman of godly character that when this woman went out and bought a field, he trusted her that it was the right thing to do. Man, some men don't want to hear that. But he trusted her. But she gave him reason to trust her. She was a very wise lady. We have some wise women in our church too. I know I keep mentioning this, but we have some good examples. Amen? We got some good examples and we got some others that need to work on it. We all got places and things we need to work on. She was very kind. She's very wise. All the things. Go back and read that chapter. All the things that she's involved in. It takes wisdom to do that. You know where you get wisdom? Spending time in God's Word. Spending time in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Spending time reading your Bible every day. Get some wisdom from God. If you lack wisdom, ask God. But don't just ask Him and then ignore it. Ask Him and get in the book and He'll give it to you. And read it. She's a wise woman. This woman here is a trustworthy woman. She's trustworthy. That means that her family and her husband can depend on her. He can come home from work and trust that everything's going to be okay. He's not going to worry about coming home from work and her running around on him. He's not going to worry about coming home from work and the house is absolute shambles and she's laid up on the couch in her pajamas playing Candy Crush. Amen? She's trusting that, especially if she's raising children and she's doing things and all that. I mean, she's a trustworthy woman. She's somebody that God is pleased with. All this is there in that chapter. Go back and read it. Even the Candy Crush somewhere. This woman is a cheerful woman. I thank God for ladies, and men also, but we're talking about ladies that just have a great spirit. They're just fun to be around. Amen. We got some of those in our church too. I like to aggravate them, and they like to aggravate me, and I appreciate it. Amen. That tells we like to, that we love each other. Amen. But just have a good spirit. I'm tired of critical, mad at the world spirits. And I'm thankful for a good spirit. This woman here, she's cheerful. She's cheerful. Even when she's elbow deep in a sink full of dishes, she's still happy. Sometimes that's hard to do. Sometimes that's hard to do. She's been scrubbing the floors and cleaning and doing things. And I tell you what, when you have kids, everything's going to go wrong. I mean, my wife, bless her heart, she'll work for hours cleaning. And she'll be scrubbing, she'll clean, and it's not 10 minutes when she's done, there's food on the floor. It blows my mind. If it's not the kids, it's the cats. And if it's not the cats, it's the kids. And if it's not the kids and cats, it's me. And they'll be right back on the floor, and you know, sometimes she'll say, I don't know what the point is. But guess what she does? She goes right back and cleans it up. Amen. I'm trying to train up Ella to get her to do it. Try to get her to help out. But this woman here in Proverbs 31, she's doing all these things to try to please God, to take care of her home, and you don't find her complaining one time. Even though there's probably things to complain about. Amen? Husband's underwear laying in the floor, he won't pick them up. Shoes, tracking mud in the house. Man, I've done that right after getting done mopping and just track it right through there, just not paying attention, not being considerate. I'm sorry. And so, we've done that before, husbands. But I tell you what, this woman in Proverbs 31, she's cheerful. She does not complain about her lot in life. You know why she doesn't complain about washing the dishes and cleaning and taking care of the clothes and taking care of the children and being a keeper at home? She doesn't complain about it because she knows that's God's will for her. She knows that's what God wants her to do. And if she realizes that, and then she can take pleasure in doing it. And then you can whistle while you work, and you can sing songs, and oftentimes in our house there'll be music playing when there's cleaning going on. Why? You're just serving God. You're just praising the Lord. You're worshiping Him with the work that God's given you to do. You say, well, I'm washing dishes and scrubbing the floor and cleaning dirty underwear. Hey, that's what God's given you to do, so do it with all your heart and serve Him. Turn on some music and praise God while you're doing it. This is a cheerful woman. This woman realizes that she's going to get the blessings of God in her life and rewards for doing what God told her to do. And she's going to understand those things. Amen. All right, well, I got more. I've got more in this list, but I'm running out of air. And so we're going to stop right here. And Lord willing, next Wednesday, Lord willing, we will pick back up and continue on this list of this virtuous woman and some of the things that we find here in the passage. All right, so Sunday morning, Lord willing, about 9:45, 10 o'clock-ish, Lord willing, we'll be back up here at the church, and I'll be teaching Sunday school, and then the morning service will start at 11. We're having a co-service with Pastor Scott Justice and Faith Baptist Church in Gordo, Alabama. And so we're looking forward to having that service with them. Brother Scott will be preaching. Our family will be singing. His family will be singing. Brother Bowen will be having some resurrection songs for us. And so we're looking forward to that time on Sunday. So please be in prayer about it. Pray for each other. Check on one another. I encourage you to call each other and text each other and as a church family and find out how each other's doing. And spend time with your family. Do devotions. Pray for each other. Pray for our missionaries. Give your tithes and offerings the best way you know how. And we'll praise God for what He's done. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for loving us. Thank You for being a great God and a great Savior to us, Lord. Thank You for being my friend. And thank You, God, for helping us through this time of trial, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord, You just please give our president wisdom, Lord. And Father, give guidance to him to get the country open back up. And Lord, get us back to where we can worship together in the same building. And Father, until then, I pray You to strengthen the families of our church, Lord. Keep them healthy. God, thank You so much for the message tonight from Elijah. And thank You, Father, for the instructions from Your Word on a home that pleases You. And thank You again for all You do for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.